And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Amen. This morning I'm going to preach from Matthew 4, 1 through 11, the entire 11 verses. Amen. From the New King James Version. Amen. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, after he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, If you be the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But he answered and said unto him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city. I want you to notice
that holy city is not capitalized. We're going to deal with that. Set him on a pinnacle of the temple, on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said unto him, if you be the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again. Not that it's written, but written again. Amen. When the devil tries to tempt you, give him scripture. Amen. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Notice kingdoms is small. Okay. And he said unto him, all these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you serve. Then the devil left him, and the angels came and ministered to him. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Turn me down just a little bit. Amen. Our subject this morning, say neighbor.
tried, tested, and tempted.
Amen. Amen. I have 3 points I want to make this morning, just to bring it up just a little bit, Mike. Point one is that Jesus was led by the Spirit to be tempted. Number two, the devil took him into the holy city with small h, small c. Three is the devil took Jesus upon a high mountain to show him the kingdoms, small k, of the world. Amen. Those are the 3 points I'd like to make this morning. Thank you very kindly, ushers. I'm coming out muffed, so I'm away from everybody, so it should be good. The word for tempted is much like Satan himself. Thank you very kindly, ushers. For it is a tricky word. The root word is pedo. To pierce in order to test. Try, examine, or prove. Paran, on the other side, is beyond. Peta means a trial, experience, tempted to make trial for a thing or a person. Learn to know experience. The verb for is called perasso, which means to tempt, to try one's faith. You know what I'm saying? The Greek says it's to try one's faith, virtue, character, and enticement to sin. In other words, the Greek says that we're going to have sin come up to us on a daily basis, but we cannot be enticed by sin. All right. Amen. In the Old Testament, 40 days of rain destroyed the unbelieving world with the flood. But God saved Noah. When Moses spent 40 days on the mountain in the presence of God to receive the law, he returned to find the children of Israel, amen, sinning their brains out. Isn't that something? You know, I'm glad that when I came back, amen, Philadelphia was still running. Amen. You weren't sinning, amen, your brains out. For 40 days, the spies, Caleb and Jacob, scouted the land of Canaan. They were sure that God would bring them safely into the land, but Israel rejected the report of God's promise. Isn't it just like the church sometime? God says he done promised you something, and you, most of us say, when? When is it coming? I've been waiting. Well, keep waiting. Have the patience. As a result, Israel spent 40 years wandering in the desert. Out of the 12 spies, only Joshua and Caleb saw and entered the land that God had promised them because they had followed the Lord wholeheartedly. The rest perished in the wilderness. God allowed Nineveh 40 days to repent, or they would be destroyed. I'm trying to let you know the significance of Jesus being 40 days. Amen. It's nothing new. Amen. I heard him say that I come to fulfill. Amen. He fulfilled the 40 days in the wilderness. Number two, the devil took him to the holy city. Small h, small c. I had to really work with this one because I said, now, I told my wife, I said, you know, I said, I got everything in my sermon but this part right here. And I kept trying to find it. She said, well, only thing I can say is you better get it right because you're gonna be on Facebook. She said, so you better get it right. A holy city, that's the little h, the little c, is a city that's important to history or faith of specific religions. Baptists, Protestants, non-denomination, Seventh-day Adventists, Islam, Buddhists, Hinduism. The holy city, small h, small c, is a symbolic city also that represents the attributes beyond its natural characteristics. These holy cities may be the oldest products. In other words, they look on or they want people to come and give them money. Not an offering, but they are using their place as a place of marketing. I've seen a lot of that in the past couple of years. I'll leave that as it is. These products have value that's added via the perception of religious followers. I saw a person sit back and they had vending machines in the church. Yeah. Get up sometime. Vending machines in the church. And you go and you put your money in. Then you get your drink. It's amazing. You want a snack? Go to the vending machine. They have it set up. The devil took Jesus upon a high mountain. It's point three. To show him the kingdom, small k, of the world. Satan is saying, you can bow down to me and still accomplish God's will. You better watch out, old sleuth, it's a liar. And the truth's not in him. You know, he realized, he knew who he was talking to, but he wanted Jesus to bow down to him. And he says, if you do, you can still accomplish God's will. What does history have to say about that? The minute that Adam and Eve bowed down to Satan's suggestion instead of God's perfect will, the wages of sin kicked in. That's proof. That's proof. The first commandment that Satan disobeyed was the one which Jesus replied, thou shalt worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Amen. Satan knew what the scriptures was, but yet he disobeyed them. It was not in his intent, not at all, to be able to obey God's word. Satan was thrown out of God's heaven and given limited power on earth. I'm gonna park here just a minute. I got about 8 more minutes. I'm gonna park here just a minute. We give the devil too much credit. I'm not just talking about the devil made me do it. I'm talking about we know what sin is. Satan knows what sin is. Amen? And knowing what Satan knows and knowing what God loves, we choose what Satan knows. Said this last week, I believe, week before last. This body is a temple of the Lord. Right. It's the temple of the Lord. And many times we have illnesses because we have tried to destroy the temple of God. If you smoke, quit it. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I've heard people say, well, I've been smoking since I was 8. I can't stop now. Well, either you were sneaking around on your parents smoking or either your parents said it was all right.
Yeah.
Lung cancer is vibrant. When you've had a chance to taste what death is about, like I have, you got to realize how good God is. Don't put that filthy nicotine and silicon. That's what is in there. Just go on out there and just find some sand. Put the sand in your hand and close off one nose and suck it up. I guarantee you that sand will find its way to the alveoli of your lungs and block it up. I'm teetotally against smoking. Satan was thrown out of God's heaven. And when he was thrown out, amen, God allowed him. God didn't allow him. He kicked him out and sent him. Amen. Didn't allow him. He sent him to earth. Oh, my Lord. We can't shortcut the kingdom of God. We find out that Satan was offering Jesus something that Jesus was awaiting for. In other words, you've tried me. You've tested me. In the trials that you gave me, I passed the trials. Amen. And then you gave me the temptation. And when you brought the temptation to me, what you were really doing is said, Jesus, I know who you are, but I want you to pass up the cross, skip the cross, and I will give you all of this, sin included. I don't know that you know that you will belong to me. Well, Jesus, let him know. Get away from me, Satan. You've thrown your best shot at me. But I come to let you know that all down through the years, amen, people were waiting for me to come. Back in the old days before the flood, they were waiting for me to come. Even after the flood, they were waiting for me to come. Amen. And they've been waiting, amen, a long time. But I come to let you know the waiting period is over. My Lord. Well, Jesus, the rapture's Lamb of God. Amen. They took him and they hung him on the cross. Some people try to paint the cross, amen, as a glorious event. But my Bible tells me they took him and flogged him. Well, when you flog somebody, you put little cattails, amen, of tin and glass so they will be able to cut the flesh. My Lord, you say that you are king. Every king deserves to have him a crown. They put a crown of thorns upon his head. My Lord, my Jesus hung there on the cross. But I like what he said. My Lord, he had to have a talk to the people that were out there. He said, look, what they've done, amen, to a green tree. Let me tell you what they'll do, amen, to a dry tree. I'm green and you're dry. Amen. You won't be able to handle it unless I die up on Calvary's cross. Amen. Amen. I heard him say, no man takes my life. I lay it down. My Lord, if I lay it down, I shall pick it up again. Well, my Lord, tell me when he picked his life up again. My Lord, he went into the upper room where they were and let them know, I come to let you know, I'm not in the grave. I have risen. I have risen. I have risen. Yes, I have. Amen. 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 We open the doors to the church.